knee, hip or back pain, we can help at the Good Feet Store, Katara.
Live from the greatest city in the world, this is Tanya and Steve.
We get up, we get dressed, waking up Newcastle's best. Live and free, Triple M.
Then there was Steve. Hello, everyone. Where's our tea, guys?
Tanya's not here today, Steve.
I can't believe she's finally enacted the frizzy hair clause in our contract. Unbelievable.
Is that?
Oh, yeah, like on weather like this in a contract, she makes sure that our lawyer put in if she gets frizzy hair.
She doesn't have to turn up.
Doesn't turn up.
That's pretty good.
Well, it was pretty good. If you look at my hair, maybe that thing's got nothing to do with me.
No.
It was a very positive clause for Tanya.
Yeah, that's good. And especially on a day like today, she's going to have to use it, definitely.
I do think, though, because I did see her on her social media, that she was up in the Hunter Valley looking at sculptors.
Yes.
And I think that she's actually bored herself to death. So I'm going to check and get back to you all later, but I think this could be the first case in history of someone being bored to death.
I actually saw her post that last night, and I was thinking, oh, that's pretty big to be able to post, like, you've had, and she had a big weekend and looked at sculptures.
And this is it, you know, like, we hear that phrase a lot, don't we?
Yep.
Oh, God, I was bored to death. This could be the first real one. She might be dead.
Because she was looking at sculptures.
Literally on the drive home, she went, that's the most boring thing I've ever done. I might as well pack it in.
I wonder how much Michael would have enjoyed those sculptures that they were looking at.
I can tell you how much Michael would have enjoyed those sculptures.
Yep.
About the fifth time I've taken a photo of me. He said, can I wait in the car?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I definitely think
so.
The
only reason Michael's still alive is he had to drive.
Hey, EP Nikki didn't use the frizzy clause in her contract. Look, her hair's straight.
No, mine's frizzy every day. Let's be real.
But that's why Tanya had that in the clause. Look at her. Tanya's smart enough, if she's still alive, Tanya's smart enough to go, I'm not going in today on a frizzy hair day. It's in the contract. Bugger ya.
No way in hell.
So that's
coming
what's going on. So it's either the frizzy hair contract or bored to death from sculptors and the vines.
Either way, the latter.
Yeah.
Either way, both of them seem legit, Steve. Newcastle 102.9 Triple M. This is Tanya and Steve. Heavy rain today and windy as well. Tops of 18 in the city, 16 from Maitland in the valley. Should stay wet on and off pretty much most of the week. Now this week, JR, Steve, he's away. Tanya's away today.
Yep.
And this is where we normally talk to Dave Dolan from the Triple M newsroom.
He's not here either. I think, Ricey. I think it's finally come back to bite me on the bum that I don't have the work email. I have a feeling that we were all given the day off.
Yeah, we were.
I just didn't read it, and we're here anyway now, mate.
You really should get that work email checked, I reckon, Steve.
I should get that going. Because
especially after the grand final last night. We normally get to have a day off after the grand final.
Well, Tanya, Dave and JR.
They are true.
So
that's true.
I think you're right. I think that's what's going on.
It didn't.
Hey, I made my way down the hallway three times at halftime.
Yep.
Last night, I thought, that's it, I'm going to bed. Wait a minute. No. Oh, I should give it. It's only 40 minutes.
Yeah, I'll give it a little bit more.
Okay, so if you did go to bed at half time last night, like probably so many people, you missed a bit of this.
Korosau Kalua. He floats a ball. The Mansour. They won't take that one off him, surely. Mansour has scored for the Panthers. They're coming back.
Don't go anywhere.
Checking for obstruction.
Don't go anywhere.
Jeez, wasn't Gould happy that we're coming back?
Never thought I'd live my life by Gus Gould telling me not to go anywhere, mate. Never thought I was halfway, my Jim Jams are Betty. And Gus Gould said, don't go anywhere.
Well, 22-0 at halftime, ended up being 26-20, very close at the end.
Yeah, okay, no spoiler alert there, folks. They didn't win, but...
But, very close. And did it make it entertaining in the end?
Yeah, it wasn't bad. It got to around the butt. 8 minutes, and you knew, no, there's not enough time.
Yeah, yep.
Maybe 5 minutes. What did you do? Be honest.
Okay, honestly, Steve, and I almost text you because I know you go mad at me sometimes when I go to bed. When Queensland were flogging New South Wales all those years of State of Origin, I was like, I go to bed.
Yeah.
When Cam Smith went over just before halftime, 22-0, I was like, nah, and I was blown up with my wife going, nah, that's it. I'm not watching the second half. I didn't watch the second half, not a minute of the second half.
You're not alone, mate. Yeah. I would actually put Cam Smith going over the line at that point as important as Big Dog sending people to bed. Right? Cam Smith scoring that try 2 minutes before halftime. You might as well have got Big Dog coming out going, nick off, everyone.
Oh,
it's all over.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Now,
definitely.
What we didn't see, and I'll be honest, I hit the sack as soon as it was over.
Yep.
So I didn't see this either, but I had a look at it this morning. I thought it was valid when Cam Smith got up and he did a relatively long speech, but he made a fair point that we probably didn't consider about all of the players.
Lastly, to our squad, to all of our coaches, and in particular all of our families who have been through a lot this year. They're just over there. We haven't been in our house. We haven't been in our homes for 5 months. We haven't slept in our own beds for 5 months. And in the last 80 days, we've been out of our resort, or we've been out of our accommodation twice. But we've turned up every day with a great attitude. We've turned up every day being resilient and wanting to get better and wanting to get here tonight and win it all, and we've done it. So thank you very much, firstly, to our families for the great sacrifice you've made.
We just kind of took it for granted. Totally. We heard about the bubble. Yes. We heard about this and that. But yeah, when you hear him say that, 80 days, you imagine not seeing your kids for that long.
Couldn't imagine it.
I know.
I actually completely didn't... It didn't compute in my head when they said they're in the bubble. I kind of thought friends, family...
Nothing.
Just the players and the management and the organisation.
So, well, and to get to a grand final. Yes. And not, and he did say, it wasn't just about Melbourne. He said all the teams. New Zealand particularly, you know, another country. Like, he was... He did a really good speech anyway. Yeah. Hate him or like him.
Yep.
He actually reminded us what they went through to give us a football season.
Totally.
That's what I liked about it.
Yeah, definitely.
Except the bastard scored at halftime and sent us all to bed.
That's exactly right.
So he ruined it.
Bloody Cam Smith. Take a long
never
hunt
liked
himself.
Him.
It's Tanya and Steve. Triple M.
I'll tell you now, I can see it there at 8:10. We're not doing What's Your Favourite Biscuit today, all right? They're not going to ring.
Come on, we'll Scotch Finger's going to ram that home today, I reckon.
We'll sell that excellent break another day on our show. Is it November yet, for God's sake? How long till Christmas?
You know what? Do you want to know how many days till Christmas?
Yep.
60 days till Christmas Day.
Okay.
Yep.
That's 60, not too far.
60 days exactly to Christmas Day.
Now, tell me your kids' rise. Are they getting a little pumped? They get a bit Christmas pumped.
They are so pumped.
I thought so.
Over the weekend especially was my first full weekend of using the threat that Santa's watching.
Yep.
Like, but Oscar is a bit smarter than me. He's like, how?
I think you got a Steve, mate.
He's like... But how?
Yeah, okay.
And I had nothing for him. No. He just is, mate.
He just looks.
He just is there.
Yeah,
he knows what's happening. He knows if you've been naughty or nice.
Judging by the sounds of the way Oscar's brain thinks, mate, as I've told you about, you know, you may be called into school.
Yep.
Oh, look, we're having problems with Oscar. He won't do the high jump. Oh, why is that? Because he thinks it's ridiculous.
He just says, why am I jumping over that?
Why?
Was that you, Steve, back at school?
It was me, mate. Everything we got. Okay, what we're going to do is we're all going to run and then jump over this bar. Why? Because we are. But why?
Oh, I've seen you do that here at work. Our boss comes in and go, hey, we're going to be doing this cool thing on the radio station.
Why?
Just because.
Well, you shouldn't. It's silly. Why?
I've got no answer.
That's what you got with Oscar.
Perfect.
All right, so always talk to the girls about the mystical stuff.
Yep, perfect.
Sounds like Oscar's just going to question it.
He does.
But how?
And I said, I'll get back to you, son. I'll ask Steve.
I'll call Oscar today. Now, on Friday's show, Tanya was cartwheeling and fist pumping.
She was so excited.
At the excitement of being able to, from November, fly to Lord Howe Island.
Yes.
Now, immediately, I might have got a little negative, which is not me, and I don't mean, because Lord Howe Island is beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we Googled the pictures and
beautiful.
It looks fantastic.
Beautiful.
Yes.
However, I've always been under the impression that Lord Howe Island is maybe where somewhere Nana and Pop would go.
A little bit slow for your liking, do
it
you reckon,
would seem
Steve?
I'm about to be proven wrong, because we've investigated, we've chased down,
right?
And we've found the executive's officer for Lord Howe Island and Tourism.
Yep.
So I reckon Trina Shepherd, if anyone, can tell us that you're wrong, Steve. It's her.
Trina.
My Trina.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
How did I get it so wrong, Trina?
I really don't know. Have you been to Lord Howe?
That's probably the problem. No.
Okay. Well, look, I am here to convince you how amazingly beautiful it is.
Oh, there's no question. I've seen the photos. I know it's beautiful.
It looks fantastic.
Just wondering about the night action.
Yeah, well, it's interesting, you know, because we're having so many more young people now visit.
Yeah.
We've just had the Hemsworths there, and they loved it.
There you go.
Absolutely loved it. Because there's so much to do, and you know, outdoors, it's a nature experience like no other, with the most beautiful water activities, snorkeling. We've got the southernmost coral reef in the world,
right?
Which is stunning. But you can do anything, like paddleboarding, you can go fishing, diving. There's just so much to do.
Well, you guys must be excited about the whole November flights out then.
We're so excited. You know, it's great to have a new airport in our run,
yeah.
Newcastle. We can now go to Newcastle as well, which is fantastic, and we can have everybody from the Hunter and the Central Coast come and visit.
Trina, did you get to meet the Hemsworth boys?
I did. Oh,
now,
I did.
Now, I always ask this question. There's, of course, Liam, and, of course, Chris, and then the one that no one knows.
The other one.
Did you get to meet the one that no one knows?
Luke, and he's just wonderful.
Yeah, but no, don't get me wrong. I'm sure he is. It's just a funny pecking order for the brothers, isn't it? When you see, like, there's Chris, there's Liam, and there's
what's his name?
My bloody he's their brother. But they love the island.
They loved it. Yeah, right,
that's fantastic. Now, okay, the snorkeling bit really gets me. That is one of my favourite things to do. Would it be fair to say that it is, look, untouched is the wrong way to put it, but in really good condition, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, it really is. Like, the whole island is so sustainable, and the number one priority is to conserve the nature there. And we've had lots of conservation programs over the last 20 to 30 years to do just that.
Oh, so good.
So, yeah, it's amazing. And just talking about quickly, something I think you would love to do, Steve, is Ned's Beach. You can go and feed the fish. There's like a little honesty system, and you get a little bucket of fish food, and you go down into the water, and the fish just flock in.
Oh,
it's crazy.
I love that stuff. I love that. I love snorkeling. I love that whole fish thing. So there you go. I didn't even think. I wasn't positive. Again, you know, being ignorant wasn't positive if you had those sort of coral reefs around. So, mate, this sounds good, Trina.
Yeah. Look, there's one other thing that I think I have to mention, because I've heard you like a beer.
Yeah.
Where's you that from, Trina? No. I don't know. Your sources are wrong.
Bit of a rumour going around. Yes, so do tell about that. Yes.
So we have our own beer. It's Lord Howe Island Brewing, and they have a selection of beers, but I think the one that would be perfect for you is the Phasmid. You can have a beach barbecue and take your Phasmids down and have a beer by the water.
Trina, I can't for the life of me figure out why you didn't start with that. And down the track you can go for a bit of a snorkel or whatever.
Absolutely.
I'll tell you what, I'll consider Lord Howe Island sold, Trina. It sounds beautiful because, as I said, we have seen the photos. It absolutely looks beautiful. But now that you've pointed out all those things we can do, plus there, I hope you guys are packed from November.
Yeah, look, we are getting very busy. There's not much room left in the next few months.
Okay.
But look, if Sir David Attenborough can say that Lord Howe Island is one of the most extraordinarily beautiful places he's ever seen, then I think all Australians need to come and experience it.
Tell you what, COVID is going to work in our favour. Yeah. We're going to get to see something we might not have gone to before.
Exactly.
Man, I love that. I mean, and, you know, Dave Adler is one thing, but when you've got Chris, Luke, and the other guy...
The other one selling it out.
Liam.
Liam.
It's hard to argue with what Thor thinks is right.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, Thor loves it. I love it.
Yeah.
Hey, Trina, thank you. Thank you. Tanya's going to be so happy that you've proven me wrong.
Definitely.
My pleasure. My absolute pleasure.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
There's Trina Shepherd there, Executive Officer for Lord Howe Island Tourism. It does sound really nice, doesn't it?
It actually does.
Yeah, definitely. So make sure if you're keen to go to Lord Howe Island, check it out, Newcastle Airport. They're going to be flying there from November. I think there's going to be weekly flights, and also make sure you get onto your accommodation as well, because that island does book up very quick.
I was about to say, you might want to really get into that if you plan on going.
Definitely. Tanya and Steve, this is Newcastle's 102.9 Triple M.
I think we should remind them about our amazing new technology we have in the studio.
Can you believe it?
Phenomenal. Guess what, everybody?
You can
now text the show. That's right. You can text us. It's a new thing. I know you probably don't understand what texting is, but you can type on your phone.
Revolutionary.
Send it to us here and we read it in the studio. No, look, we haven't had it for years. We used to have it.
Yeah, we used to have it all the time.
Been begging for it, and it's back.
Yep,
it is. That way we get more of a direct line with you, which is what we like.
Our number.
Sometimes we don't, but anyway.
There's a couple that are a bit blue.
Sometimes you get direct lines that you don't, anyway. But yes, so if you want to just, what's the number, Ice?
0488881029. I'll say it a little bit slower.
Yeah.
0488881029. 1029.
So get that in your phone there whenever you want to send us a message. Let us know about traffic. Let us know about what's going on in your lives. Let us know about anything at all you want.
Big shout out to Sharon this morning listening in Byron Bay. She's up there having a listen. It's sunny and sunshine up there, not rainy like down here in Newcastle. Also, Cindy and Sandy both saying, can everyone turn their lights on the way to work this morning? It says a lot of cars, a lot of rain. And you can text us anything you want.
Hey, just quickly on the footy before we go, because I know we've got to go to the news. Something happened last night where I was in the kitchen, right? TV's in the background.
Is this pre-footy?
Pre-grand final entertainment.
Oh, yeah.
Amy Shark comes on. I thought she did an amazing job.
Yep.
In fact, the word around the country today, news-wise, is that NRL final wiped AFL off the map.
Everyone was saying the AFL. Yeah. Why were they all doing covers?
Yeah, dirty bands and things. But so not only did Amy, but one surprise no one saw coming that did come. So when Amy Shark did introduce her surprise guest, I turned, no way!
It's him.
And then he started singing. I went, oh, I forgot.
Mm. I was standing. You were there.
Colliding, and they can never tear us apart. Please welcome from In Excess, Mr. Andrew
Farris. I went, oh, wow! What? Andrew Farris!
He's gonna sing, this will be great! We could dance for 1,000 years.
I was wrong!
If I heard you.
Get him off. Get Amy.
No, in fairness, he's no meatloaf.
No, it wasn't too bad.
No, it wasn't too bad. It was just that I got so excited. It was like Farris, and the greatest songwriter of all times. In fact, they haven't been in the GOAT yet.
They haven't been in the GOAT
yet. And In Excess will no question be there.
Got to be in the top five.
I still reckon we're fighting between AC/DC and In Excess for number one spot. No question.
And Chisel hasn't been there as well.
Oh, God. So... Right. No question, apart from that one, too.
Powderfinger hasn't been there as well.
Nah, that's right. But anyway, there you go. If you saw Andrew Farris, I hope you're as excited as me until he starts singing. But in fairness, he wasn't too bad. Will we be swimming to work for the next couple of weeks? The question is, we all want to know.
Yes.
I think the answer will be yes, at least for a few days.
My yard was flooded this morning.
Same.
Yep.
But more importantly, we get it every year, the old hail warning.
Yep.
And you've got to do it.
Yep, definitely.
But how real is it, Gavin Morris from NBN? Come on, Gav. How many times do we get the watch out for hail? I wrap my car in a blankie.
It never happens.
and then the day you don't, bam.
Yes,
every time, man. But I mean, you know, I was even having a look at the radar last night too, and there's a big one going on, isn't it? We got a few days of this.
Yeah, look, you know, it's been an incredible system so far, Steve. You know, it's been going on since last Thursday from Central Australia. Friday, we recorded a million lightning strikes and backed it up again across the weekend. So we're racking up millions of lightning strikes. We've been actually quite lucky. I mean, we had some crazy wind gusts on the coast last night now that the low has formed. Of up to 80, 90 kilometres an hour. We've had some very heavy downpours at times. We had that line of storms that also moved through and there was lightning in there and you could hear the really big drops. And when you had the really big drops, there was just, you know, a few metres, 100 metres or so above you, those really big drops were hail. They've just melted just before they've hit the surface when you have those big ones. So, yeah, they can leave the cloud as hail, but sometimes by the time they're at the surface, they've melted. So she's been a little bit touch and go, but we've been quite lucky in that front. But there's certainly been a lot of storm activity from the Territory through Queensland across the majority of New South Wales to Victoria. So it's been a massive weekend of rain and storms.
I think what we did forget, though, earlier last week, until we glanced around and saw parks, paddocks, islands, and realised they were brown. It's not going to hurt us to get this rain, is it?
No, look, actually, we've been really, really dry.
Yes,
we've needed it. Yeah. October was a massive record-breaking season for South Australia. The Territory, Darwin, had its wettest day, coldest temperatures in South Australia, wettest conditions, and some very strong 120, 130 kilometre-hour wind gusts recorded, because that's where the first La Nina events hit, and they slid away to the south. So it was only Central Australia, the low formed, and then took everything away with it. So the eastern half of New South Wales, including the Greater Hunter, has been overall really, really dry. So this is the first La Nina event that's really affected us and obviously really rolled in beautifully there from Saturday, continued yesterday, and then today. Now we've got this low formed up. So that's why we've got strong winds and the rain still driving in. Now that low is going to take everything away with it. So it'll clear up throughout tomorrow, Steve. But then the trough line is lingering, so that is actually going to refill, reset itself. It's going to deepen there from Wednesday, and then more inland showers, thunderstorms, and another cutoff low is going to form over southern New South Wales. So it's had multiple stages, this event. It's been ongoing. It'll be a week-long event, and even though it's going to seem like it's over for us from tomorrow, it is going to likely kick back in, and we'll have a bit more wet weather again on Wednesday, potentially into Thursday.
I do like that about you, Kev. We've known each other a long, long time. But only, and I mean only, a weather expert will go, hey, how about this event we're having?
Totally.
Because you're right. That's exactly what it is. But it's just in the word, it's an event, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. And see, we only live in one particular place, and that is truly the nature of storms as well. We can sit there and, like, nothing has happened, but storms are a hit-and-miss affair. So, you know, when you have those storm warnings and you haven't had hail, you know, you're one of the lucky ones, because chances are someone is receiving hail somewhere. So, you know.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I'll go home, put my car under a blanket, and then get cranky at about midnight, like, oh, bloody Morris. All right, Gab, but the bottom line is, yeah, we're all heading into work today, and what we're seeing out the windows is going to be pretty much all week, isn't it?
Well, yeah, well, as I said, not quite. You know, the low today, the strong winds, that'll pull it away, and then, yeah, there's another round, you know, so it's the final round. Yeah. It's the final chapter will occur for us from Wednesday.
Now it's an event, now we've got a final chapter. You're turning this into The Hobbit.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, this is part three. Yes, coming up on Wednesday.
All right, good stuff. Thank you, Gav.
See you, Steve, all the best.
Good on you, Gav. There's Gavin Morris from NBN. You can see him on the news tonight at 6 o'clock. It's Newcastle 102.9 Triple M with Tanya and Steve. Tanya's off sick today. Steve's here, and we announced earlier we want to give away a bucket load of cash to you. We want to shower you with cash. You can register now at triplem.com.au. We've got a cash machine, and this Friday, Captain Cash, the courageous one, will be in that machine getting some cash for you.
The courageous one. Captain Cash is rising, everyone. We put him in a pair of tights.
Yep.
And he goes in there.
And I'm going to grab as much cash for someone. All they've got to do, it's so easy. Just go to triplem.com.au and register, and I'll be grabbing the cash this Friday.
What are you looking at?
I thought, if it's okay, I'm going to just take over this next little bit, because
EP Nikki, just when she walks into the studio, she sits and stares and smiles. I go, okay, what?
EP Nikki's here with a...
an intervention on you.
Oh, no. Oh. I thought this might have been coming today.
I'm sorry.
I thought I had a day off with Tanya not here.
No. When she is away, I will step in, because there is an intervention that has to happen today, because it's way too fresh and needs to get sorted out before 9 o'clock.
What?
On Saturday night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, what were you doing Saturday night?
No.
Did you have a couple of drinky poos?
We don't need to talk about this. Not my finest moment.
Stephen,
it's not my finest moment. You don't even need to intervene. Let me intervene myself.
Thank you.
I even give myself a red card.
Tell everyone what you did. Well, they know already.
Well, not everyone.
Not everybody, because it's not there anymore. It's not on your Facebook page.
I may have had a couple of quiet drinks on Saturday.
And
at 1:30 in the morning, I may have been on Facebook Live.
Ooh.
Which is really weird, because I've never done that before, nor did I even know how to do it.
No.
But for some reason...
That was clear.
Abundantly clear.
Here's what happened. Okay. I was chatting to my daughter, FaceTiming my daughter, Jasmine in Holland.
Mm-hmm.
And I've hit something, I don't know, and it's gone off. So then in my couple of drinks happiness...
state, yeah.
Tried to get it back up, and I hit the picture of the camera to FaceTime it.
Perfect.
Yep.
But obviously it was on Facebook Live, not her, and it took a while, and I remember this is the bit I remember, like, going, I don't know why all these people are on Jasmine's FaceTime. I'll get a Michelle, and people are writing to me, and I'm just reading it, right? Again.
Going, what's going on?
I was a little happy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, well, okay, hello. And they're asking, and I obviously thought, that for some reason, all of these people were Jasmine's friends.
Oh, my God.
That was then broadcast to all of your Facebook friends.
Yes, it did.
And
who happened to be up at 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning.
Well, it was a Saturday night.
Yeah.
And then keep in mind, anyone that missed it Saturday night could wake up Sunday morning and then relive the journey which of you have, figuring it out.
Which would have been really good had I before gone to Medibox, deleted it. But I didn't even think about it.
No, you didn't even know.
I just think I safely went to bed going, how about all those people on Jasmine's FaceTime tonight? What a lot of fun that was.
Oh my God. Have you confessed to Jasmine yet what you did?
Jasmine rang me and that's why I got off.
Oh my God.
I just, because I'm talking and going,
and you're like, oh, because you could almost see you like, oh, wait a second. Well, like, it's...
That's
going,
what I
oh,
did.
That's not...
And I'm looking and it's ringing going, Jasmine calling FaceTime. And I'm like, no, but I'm on FaceTime with her and her friends. That can't be right. And then I looked up, anyway, and then the text came through, Dad, you're on Facebook Live, get off now. That was the text I got from Jasmine.
It's an easy mistake to make, honestly, because it's not that hard to just accidentally go live on Facebook, because it is just one click of a button.
As I found out.
So what's the intervention for, Nikki? Is it the drinking pills or is it the take the Facebook
it's
off?
It's the banning of social media of any sort.
After 11 p.m,
yep.
I want that phone away.
Consider it agreed.
And done.
Normally I would fight. Normally I would defend. Yeah. Normally I'd even try and make up a story to prove why you're wrong. But, Nikki, you are so right. You were so right in so many ways, and I appreciate you bringing it up on the show.
And don't think before you deleted, I didn't screenshot it, just to remind
you. Oh, don't you dare.
Can I have a look?
You see, don't I look jolly?
You look very happy.
I have just
one eye's bigger than the other. Just,
all right, Rice.
Squinting.
Rice, where's my brothers?
Sorry, I meant, Nikki, delete that photo, please.
Delete that photo immediately. What you don't know is I've got about 5 really bad photos of Nick, and she's been dying to get one of these. She's been dying to get one of these for 5 years.
Yes.
She now officially has it.
It's in my little vault now.
Thank you for taking that photo.
All right. So
that's what
decided...
friends do. You both got bad photos of each other and you're both blackmailing each other with photos.
Literally.
It's a beautiful relationship.
It's a beautiful relationship. We're showing our love for each other on the show.
It's special.
She would have woken up that morning going, oh, I've got this bastard. Yeah.
She was so happy. It's Tanya and Steve. This is Newcastle's 102.9 Triple M. Now, we're here today thanks to the Good Feet store at Katara.
Have we thanked them today?
We haven't said thank you to the Good Feet store at Katara. You can head on
in there. Thanks, guys.
Free fittings, free test walks if you go in store.
You've heard the chief. Believe me, he had busted knees.
Yes.
Couldn't walk, but he went in there, and it's a good support for him.
Yep.
When he says how good it is. And it is. We've got to stress, you go into there, say I've got this problem, back, hip, whatever it is. They'll whack the shoes on, give you a bit of a test run, show you how it works. But you don't have to get it if you don't love it.
No.
So it's a win-win for everybody.
It's obligation-free. Check them out today at the Good Feet store in Katara.
It's the happiest day of my life.
Tanya and Steve's stuff we didn't get to.
You can text the studio now, gang. We kicked it off earlier this morning. We just thought we'd get the phone number in your head because it's a new one, and it is, Risey.
0404-888-1029.
Say it quickly.
I stuffed it up. 0488881029.
888-888-888.
So 0488881029. Put it in your phone. We've had a heap of text messages this morning, Steve.
I like this one from your mum. I'm really loving the Risey and Steve show today.
Thanks, Jenny.
Thanks,
appreciate,
Jen.
Appreciate
nice one,
the
Jen.
Support.
Yeah,
thank you, Mum. What about I like
Tanya's
Graham.
Off sick today, gang.
Yeah.
What's that?
You like Graham's text that he sent
us? I do. Actually, that is a good one. Hey, Tanya, Steve, Graham. I'm a regular caller of the show, but I won Pie Day Friday.
Yeah.
Got him at Argy. Said it was the best pie he's ever had.
Ever had. That's a big call.
That's Miller's Pies, gang.
Miller's Pies. And we give them away every Friday to anyone that calls the show.
Well played. Yep. Anyway, so yes, you can do that now with that phone number. If you can't call us or whatever or get through, you can text us and we can hopefully get your message.
Definitely.
We'll certainly get the ones that EP Nikki will put through because we're very fragile and we'll be upset if there's anything negative.
We don't like being called names.
Well, I'm a fan. You know me. More complaints. So I know I'm on track.
The better the show.
Yeah, if we get complaints, I know I'm on track. In fact, we haven't had one all day. Please complain or I'll go home miserable.
Okay, 0488881029. Send in your complaints right now. And also, if you do send a text...
Who's that Steve think he is? Something like that.
If you send a text as well, I reckon chuck your name at the end of it as well. So there's a lot of people saying, good morning, hello, loving the show. But just say, hello from Maitland, it's Justin or whatever.
There you go.
Yeah.
One suggestion here too, by the way. Again, you're right, it's hard because there's no name. So please remember, Tanya not here today. Maybe she's got a new hobby. Seriously, you are so right.
Yes.
Who knows what a new hobby is? Maybe knitting a raincoat.
Yep, you never know. How's your scarf coming along that Tanya's started knitting before COVID started? Did you get it for winter?
No, she was busy being lady rider on the bike. And
true. Learning Spanish. Yep.
Kayak riding.
Well, hopefully she's back tomorrow and she can explain herself.
Yeah. Missed you, wifey. All right. See you, gang.
See you tomorrow.
Foot, knee, hip or back pain? We can help at the Good Feet Store, Katara.